أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. وورث سليمان داود وقال يا أيها الناس علمنا منطق الطير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran, the Kitab of Allah, some qualities of the believers, some qualities of the disbelievers, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that this Quran has reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's received it from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then in yesterday's lesson, we discussed those ayat in between, in which Allah Rabbul Izzat very, very briefly spoke about the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, the one or two aspects of his life. And now going on further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again very briefly about Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, as a matter of fact, mentioning his name and then continuing with the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Here, beginning from ayah number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Certainly we had granted Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam knowledge. Now we know that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam was the father, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam is the son, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we given Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam knowledge. This knowledge primarily refers to the knowledge of nubuwat, the knowledge of deen, and the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had come down. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in making mention of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows the very great virtue that knowledge of deen has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, Allah Rabbul Izzat had given these two Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam some special preference over the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted both of them kingdom. Allah had granted them rule and governance over their people. So that is why some of the ulama, some of the commentators have said that even that knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted these two Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and it forms a very important aspect of the knowledge that had come down from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because the rules of governance, the rules of ruling people, if that didn't come down from Allah Rabbul Izzat, then there would have been anarchy and chaos in this world, and that is the difficulty we are all experiencing. Whether it is a Muslim ruler, whether it is a non-Muslim ruler, because they have left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so far as the rules of governance, of justice is concerned, that is why we find that the ummah is in the state today. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of all these different types of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted these two Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Now when this knowledge is granted, or for that matter when any other ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted to any individual, what is our responsibility and what is our duty? So from amongst those responsibilities and duties, the very first responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They made shukr to Allah, they praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that knowledge, because it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says both of them, they said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praise be to that Allah, alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'minin, that Allah who had given us superiority, virtue over others, from amongst the believing servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is one very, very important aspect that Allah Rabbul Izzat discusses here, and that is that we need to make shukr and we need to learn to make shukr for all the various ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the form of this dua that these anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam used to surrender and make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa waritha Sulaymanu Dawood. The next is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam became the inheritor of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Some of the ulama have stated that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam had 19 children, 19 boys, 19 sons. And out of these 19 sons, only mention of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is made as an inheritor. So from here we can understand that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam's inheritance is not that of the material things of this world, like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. The ulama are the waratha, they are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam do not give out as inheritance, do not leave as legacy the gold and the silver of this world. But what do they leave as the legacy? That is the knowledge of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat says that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left, the inheritance that he left insofar as this great knowledge and great treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him insofar as the knowledge of deen is concerned, that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had inherited from his father. وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. But like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was not only given kingdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat had given him also the knowledge of making armor in which steel will become like wax in his hand, when he would make tilawat of the Zabur, and when he would make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even the mountains and the birds would also chorus with him. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam over and above nubuwat and kingdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him many other knowledge, and amongst those knowledge he says, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ. We had been taught the speech of the birds. Now this was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when birds would chirp, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would understand what they are saying. And this was a great knowledge that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given. But obviously together with that we will see in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the understanding of even the speech of the ants that we cannot hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted that also to him. Allah had granted him various other things, like he had sovereignty over the jinnat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him control over the winds, that those winds will take him wherever. And this is that great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him. So he makes mention of these ni'mats. وَأُوْتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we have been given everything. In other words, everything that was required for a person not only to be a Nabi of Allah and to give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everything that was required insofar as governance was concerned and required to live in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to us. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضُلُ الْمُبِينَ. And then he concludes and he says that certainly this is a manifest and a great fadl, a great grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here again he teaches us the very important lesson that we shouldn't feel that whatever we have acquired it on our own accord. It is because of our business assiduity. It is because of our hard work we have it. But here the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, teaches us this lesson that we should say, and this is the reality, that it comes from Allah. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously when we do that, not only would we learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but obviously it will save us from superiority, it will save us from arrogance and pride and becoming boastful of the ni'mas of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.